Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Hi, this is Grant Cameron, and you're listening to That UFO Podcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to That UFO Podcast. My name, of course, is Andy, and this is a little update for you for the month of April 2025. I've got some of the names heading your way this month on the podcast and a chance to get in your listener questions ahead of time for those guests or one of the other shows being recorded, which I can give you a heads up on. But first off, for those of you who maybe don't follow social media or haven't seen much of the UFO news, and believe it or not, there's quite a lot of folks out there like that, there will be a full breakdown coming in a few days. But Skywatcher founder Jake Barber, along with Matthew Pines, who is a former guest of this show, who is now part of that organisation, were on Reality Check with Ross Coulthart on his YouTube show. And I'll give you some of the main points from their interview. So essentially, they have released a few months ago a part one video I've talked about on this podcast several times, showing a little of what they are as a company, organization, why they're here, what their plans are. In short, most of you know by now, Skywatcher have claimed they could psionically summon UAP, basically psychically summon UFOs. Let's get the lexicon and other language right. Hoping to get one to land. Big, big claim. And this gets a lot of people's red flags and radar going, a little bit of a, this is a little bit too good to be true. Well, Monday, April 7th, they have announced their second part of their work will be released. And here are some of the talking points just from that interview with Ross Coulthart. Like I say, full breakdown will come down the line. But interestingly, they've just released today, I've not gone through it yet because it literally was hours before I hit record, a Skywatcher framework document which is discussing and laying out what they plan to do, how they plan to do it, and how they really want to make this a true scientific endeavour. I've seen a lot of positive reaction to it, including in the podcast Discord chat. Remember, if you're on any paid feed, you get access to the Discord chat. Just let me know and I'll let you in. But the folks in there have been pretty positive, it looks like, to say, for those who maybe were claiming that Skywatcher is just a Skinwalker Ranch Mark II, perhaps there's more to it than this. And I'm glad of that, really glad of that. Jake Barber, I'm going to read you and slightly paraphrase what he said here at the beginning of that podcast with Ross Coulthart. But he said, "We want to move from a low level to a very high level exploration of what this phenomenon is. That starts with the anecdotal side or the very personal side and move all the way from there to a point of scientific discovery. What Skywatcher is meant to do is take all the people that can facilitate the process of moving from an interesting, something worthwhile and interesting that it becomes a scientific discovery." He said a lot more around that as well, but he's really focusing on the science, the experimentation side of this. Barber said, "Whatever the outcome is not going to be anything boring." So again, he's putting his neck out there, folks, on that one. Ross Coulthart asked Jake Barber, you know, they've been doing the work now for a few months, and I'm glad he did, so you know what's been happening there. And I think as part of what they announced on their part two, we could really do with seeing, and it sounds like we're going to, what they have been doing, because Barber says part two is going to show the successes they have had. This is part of the thing that people, I think, will rightly have an issue with, and I don't want to downplay what they've done. But essentially, they have made the claim they can summon UFOs or craft, whatever it is they're bringing. If it's been months of work and it's still just blurry lights in the sky, a lot of folks won't be happy. a way to quash that, I think, would be transparency around the process, the initial claim, fleshing that out and showing results, showing something tangible, something people can get their teeth into. And then what are the next steps? What's going to happen going forward? So as much transparency really as possible, I think we'll get folks on board and on side with this. I am still hopeful. Part two, like I say, releases April 7th. And I'm seeing, like I say, some of the more sceptical folks online. It's the online world, you know, social media, welcome to it. Another Skinwalker Ranch, it's a cash grab, etc., etc. I'll let people make up their own mind as what and when comes out. Another couple of things that were really interesting from that interview, though, folks, and I do encourage you to go and watch it in the next few days ahead of the breakdown yourselves. They mentioned that there are three main categories that they're putting these objects into, around nine categories altogether, but three main categories, including actual craft, solid physical craft. The second being light phenomenon. The third, really interesting, flying creatures such as jellyfish or interdimensional beings. That's an eyebrow raiser, but a very interesting one. And they have claimed that they have had interactions during broad daylight with a tic-tac object that drops in from 80,000 feet. Does that sound familiar? You know, tic-tac 2004 event. They have seen and videoed a jellyfish-type UAP. Barbara said, why we call it a jellyfish? It's a bit of a kindergarten approach. They're keeping it simple. The object had a mushroom-type head, tentacles coming off it, electrical pulses going through it, but they want the data and the work to speak for themselves. So that's something to be excited about for me. At this point, they're going to either massively let folks down, or this could be a true new pioneering research that is going to be a new starting point in the road. For a long time, people like myself, especially I came back into the UFO topic to really be interested in it in 2016, started the podcast in 2020. We've all said, you know, the conversation changed in 2017. Maybe this is the next level and the new starting point of the conversation, but let's see what comes out on the 7th of April. I'm hopeful that, and I've spoken to a few people around that camp. I've never spoken to Jake Barber. I don't have that connection yet. People are confident that they have something and there is something to this, and they have asked, as well as I suppose will as well, and I'm happy to do so. Let's judge on the results. I appreciate anyone being sceptical or hesitant to get their hopes up, and of course, but let's wait and see what comes out on the 7th. Am I expecting smoking gun disclosure? No. Am I expecting something for us to get interested in and be able to nod along and go, yep, okay, you've got my attention? Absolutely. They've had some time, they've made some big claims, they need to back some of that up, and all the best to them doing that. For the folks on the free feeds, you're going to hear a quick advert now, which listening to is greatly appreciated and supports the podcast. If you want to skip the ads altogether, then please check out any of the paid feeds where you get free trials of the paid version of the podcast on Patreon and Apple, along with other bonus material, all greatly appreciated. Anyways, here are some upcoming shows and guests I would love for you to get involved with. If you're listening to this, if you're one of those people listening going, I'd always love to submit a question, but I've never quite done it yet. And I get those emails saying, I've wanted to do this, I've written a few, I've not sent them. Now's your chance, folks. If you've sent them in before, keep them coming. But if you're one of those listeners who just wants to get something over, now is the time. So immediately, really pressingly, Friday the 4th of April, I've got Nathan, who has done a few shows now with me over the past couple of years. He's a co-host on Liminal Frames and also Calling All Beings. He is joining me to look back at the famous May 2001 National Press Club event in Washington, where a young Dr. Stephen Greer brought forward a host of whistleblowers who were looking to blow the lid off of the UFO secrecy and urge the US government to disclose what they know to the public. What went down, who was involved, and what the impact was, we're going to go into all of that. Any questions you have on this, please send me over. But this one is time limited. You've only got till around midday Eastern time, 5 o'clock UK time on the 4th of April. Otherwise, you're going to have missed the recording. If you were around in the UFO topic back then, I was pretty young. I was in my early teens. I wasn't aware of this. It was the very early days of the internet. What were your thoughts? What do you remember? What were your hopes? I've got some of that stuff from folks online already. If you've never heard of this, I'm curious. Have you gone and looked it up? You can find videos of it on YouTube and stuff like that as well. The conference is available online, and some of the statements and people who will mention, you'll actually probably be like, ah, that's where I've heard that from. It was from this event. So, yeah. And one of the, spoiler alert, folks, one of the big things many folks say stopped a lot of progress off the back of our impact is only a few months later, we had the attacks in New York and elsewhere on 9/11, which many believe, not saying deliberately, it was cause of that or part of it. No conspiracy there, folks, I don't think. But it was a reason that this never went much further forward, because the world changed, and it did. And the UFO topic, as often can happen, goes on the back burner. So please get over your thoughts and questions for that one. If not, please check it out. That'll be a really good show, and hopefully we'll have some interesting discussion around that. Nathan's a really good talker and thinker on this topic. Then on Monday, talking about good talkers and thinkers, not like me who can't speak right now, I've got Dan joining me to look at the announcement from Skywatcher and some other newsworthy discussion, including Kirk McConnell having an interview just dropped today, the 3rd of April, with Jesse Michaels on American Alchemy. I've still got that interview to watch, but I'm hearing lots of good things about it. Kirk McConnell is a guy who's got some wonderful connections and interesting ideas and part to play in the UFO topic behind the scenes. He doesn't do many interviews, and you may have seen him on James Fox's last documentary, The Program. So I'll be catching up with that one, but I recommend you do yourself if you get the chance. If not, we will be breaking it down, of course. So any questions at all on the UFO topic or state of it for the breakdown, please email over ufouapam@gmail.com, folks. I would love to hear from you. There will be a bonus show dropping too, where Dan is going to join me, and we're going to be discussing the Stephen Greer documentary that is available online on multiple platforms, including Amazon Prime here in the UK. Battle for Disclosure, it came out later last year. It was one I hoped to get to and review, but I just didn't get the time to do it. The little blurb for it reads, Dr. Stephen Greer, along with military officers, intelligence insiders and defence contractors, put everything on the line to expose long hidden secrets. 5.5 stars out of 10 on IMDb. So let's see what that one's like. Bit of a bonus show, folks. Any thoughts on that one? If you've seen it or you haven't, and you want to let us know what your thoughts may be, even on Dr. Greer and his contribution to the UFO topic, happy to read those out in that show. Email over, and as much detail you can put in the subject line would really help me in setting those up. Lot of great guests coming in the month of April. Some I can't even name just yet because I'm waiting on narrowing down dates on them. Here's who I do have coming up though. Grant Cameron, popular guest, joins me to discuss not only his latest book, Beyond Managing Magic 2, Landing the Plane. We're going to look at what Skywatcher announced and, of course, the state of ufology. Get your questions over for Mr. Cameron. Always wonderful to speak to. People always joke that I'll say hi to Grant and he will just start talking, and that's him for a couple of hours. But I'm sure I'll direct the conversation as best I can. Grant's a great guy, very optimistic on the UFO topic, has been around it for decades, some wonderful connections. Always like to hear what Grant has to say. After Grant, I've got a first-time guest, Melinda Leslie, joining me, a name that many of you have suggested over the years, and we've been chatting for a few weeks. So she's going to be here to discuss her being a UFO abductee, her investigations of deep underground military bases in Sedona, my lab's research, where humans and NHI reportedly work together, something I've not dug into enough, but I'm really looking forward to. So much to go over with her. It's criminal I've not had her on, and it's fast approaching, can you believe it or not, in around 1 month time, the 5-year anniversary of the podcast starting. Wow. So get any questions over for Melinda to ufouapam@gmail.com. Then I've got Matt Laszlo, boots on the ground journalist from Askapol in Washington. He is with me around the middle of the month to give you the latest on what the highest ranking politicians on the Hill are doing about the UFO topic. Matt literally chases congressmen and women, senators and staffers across DC to get their latest take on the UFO topic. He will jump into taxis with them, onto trains, onto buses, you know, into their private cars just to get a snippet from them. I'm really intrigued to hear, for example, how David Grush is settling in as he starts to work alongside Eric Burleson and co. So get your questions in for Matt. One of the very best journalists at doing what he does in this UFO topic is boots on the ground. Then another couple of first-time guests joined me for two very different shows. First off, I've got Gary Turner. He is an author of several books, including his 2023 work, UFO Science, Secret New Physics, Vehicles and UAP. Always good to hear a fresh take and voice in our subject and look forward to welcoming Gary. We've been going back and forward via email and he's very excited to come on. Then Sean McNamara will be on with me talking about elements of the topic that bleed into the conversation, such as remote viewing, telepathy, lucid dreams, and a lot more. Always enjoy skirting around the edges of this phenomenon and seeing how things cross over and perhaps why they cross over as well. Like I say, folks, getting to the end now, so thank you for joining me here. Maybe another few guests this month once I've got names and dates locked in. But I assure you, there are a lot of moving parts in this. Politically, academically, that means some people are pretty hard to pin down. But I'll keep plugging away. As always, folks, I'd like to end asking you, please send over any questions at all via email for any of the shows, including the listener rambles, which I'm really glad people are enjoying. I like to bank the questions, so no matter if you feel it's a small question, a silly one, you might not think people care about it, it's not relevant to now, it's one about the past, send it over and I'll keep it. I've got a bank in my email. I've got an email folder with a bank of your questions. So even if you don't have a question, I love hearing from you, the listener. How did you find the show? How you listened to it? And a little bit about why you love this topic. That, if it's just between me and you, I love to read them. They genuinely make my day. I enjoy either waking up to them or going to bed at night and checking some of those emails. I tend to read them to my wife. And she still shakes her head that after 5 years, people still listen to this. So thank you to everyone that's reached out over the last few months. And I've got back to most of you. And if I haven't, then give me a nudge. Folks, what I'm going to do is I am going to set up from the 5th of April for the month of April. If you go over to Patreon, you can sign up and enjoy a couple of weeks free on one of the lower tiers on the podcast. You'll get early access to the podcast, ad-free listening, with a view that if you enjoy it, please go and take up the offer and sign up to the podcast. It supports me, and maybe one day that dream of doing this full-time will become a reality, almost 5 years into this. But anyway, there are free trials over in Patreon, over on Apple Podcasts. You can sign up via YouTube, via Spotify, if you search that UFO podcast premium. Huge thank you. I'll shut up now and enjoy the rest of the shows for this month, and I'll speak to you all very, very soon. Hi everyone, if you listen to the podcast on an Apple device, you can support directly by going on to Apple Podcasts and clicking the subscribe button, and for less than the price of a coffee per month, you can get early access to episodes, episodes in full, and no adverts or sponsorships like this one you're hearing now. It also supports directly to me at the podcast, so thank you very much. Also, don't forget to go and leave the podcast on Apple a 5-star review and make sure you click the follow button too. Thanks.